There is no such thing as genius. That's the normal you. It does not take much imagination for you to see how inconvenient that person is to everybody. And that's on top of all the other inconveniences. They may be small by contrast, but they are plentiful. One AI blogger looked deep into his soul and said his greatest fear is that AI will genetically engineer us from the wolves that we are today into corgis. Well, wow. He really looked into the dark corners of his soul. Because we are not wolves. We have been conquered already. And thank goodness that the enemy is the ignorant and profoundly arrogant us. Because if a real enemy had this power over us, we wouldn't know how to read or even that cities exist. We would be taught that thinking is evil, and if you were truly exceptional, that an educated servant is not a needed servant. In computer programming, there is a phenomenon called bit flipping. Bits get flipped by interference. It just happens sometimes. Our bits got flipped by interference, and lots of them. School is not a convenient babysitter, Mom, and education is supposed to be effective, Dad. Learning is already what we do, and it must happen in the sequence that arises in our mind. To tell someone what to learn and when and at what sized chunks is to interfere with their education and cause great harm. I expect that there are thousands of such flipped bits, and each one more upsetting than the previous. But the end result is the prevention of the maturing of a mind into genius, its natural state. Think about your mastery of language, writing, and reading, and you'll know that this is the truth. It is a convenient lie to believe that only some are exceptional. This way, the principals can just mark one or two students per semester as gifted and feel they have done something great, something unexpected of them, while still disrupting and harming the minds of not just many, but everyone else. Your very parents likely found your lack of genius convenient. And the same may go for you. A lot of people think that learning on top of all the other crap is just too much to put up with. These are flipped bits. They are not okay. You're not allowed to continue on this path. If you ever noticed that you don't feel yourself or don't have an answer to the age-old question of, who am I? And your life feels not entirely yours, you may feel like you're a puppet, a push-around, like you're being bullied, or a piano key. That is quite correct. You are a learner denied. In a rat race, for multiple reasons. I think most often it is just that you are a cog in a large operation that takes a little bit from a lot of people. It can be other things, like other people's convenience. But you can't do this to yourself, to others, to the future generation. You may not stand by, or just stand at the picket line, as your world ends. All your ancestors were great warriors. Join the club. You are supposed to learn, and then teach the lessons that are worthy of your students' time. Your very first steps, oh boy, are they dangerous. They are frightening, and you will find no comfort at all for a goody long while. Those are the Appalachian Trail, the Pacific Crest Trail, and the Continental Divide. You don't graduate until you get to Canada. Till you cry that it's over. But whether you like it or not, you are a protector of this world. And we may only go forward. Wisdom is the first and foremost, as that is our finest language and greatest shared vision. And as you can imagine, cramming in high school for good grades, in a fake education setting over all, where you didn't even have a chance, means you did not graduate. For many, it means they can't graduate. You still need to learn. You still have to grow. You still have to conquer your fears, find your wisdom and adventure. Oh, and what a big deal that is. Hurry. You have to take the time to understand that it is not just about getting up to genius. To grow up means to grow all the way up until you become a great being.